The Northern Territory's business community has labelled some of the re-elected Labor government's plans to make Darwin, Australia's economic comeback capital, as fanciful. The Territory already had the lowest economic growth in Australia well before the COVID crisis. But business leaders and economists think the NT's untapped gas resources and its smaller coronavirus downturn suggest it could become one of the country's better performing jurisdictions. Jane Barden reports from Darwin.
COVID-19 border closures and lockdowns have hit Michelle Elliott's Darwin Harbour cruise business hard. After being forced to stop running at the peak of the NT's tourist season, she's now operating her 80-seat cruise just a few nights a week with fewer guests.
To see the cancellations coming in each week and trying to refund money, and it's enormously stressful.
The re-elected Chief Minister Michael Gunner is trying to reassure businesses the Territory could help lead an Australian economic recovery.
To get out ahead of this, to be the comeback capital for the country.
The Chief Minister's backing a massive new onshore shale gas industry south of Katherine, gas-based manufacturing, and a huge solar farm near Tennant Creek. But Michelle Elliott is sceptical about the plan, particularly after she saw the NT economy dive after the major INPEX gas plant construction finished 2 years ago.
I don't see how it helps the Territory long term. It may help a very short term, but then it sort of makes it drop down again, like we go up and down.
Keld Knudsen is the NT director of the Gas Industry Association, known by the acronym APIA. He says it will take the shale gas industry 3 to 4 years to ramp up, despite low global oil and gas prices.
And everything that we've seen has indicated that the long-term demand for gas is still there, particularly in Asia, so China and India.
Darwin-born international petrochemicals tycoon Andrew Liveris has been commissioned to advise both the Australian and NT governments on post-COVID economic recovery. He thinks the Gunner government could reach its goal of doubling the NT to become a $40 billion economy within 10 years.
The opportunity for the Territory is not unlike the way the US looks at Alaska. It'll never be New South Wales, but it can be a bigger territory.
And he thinks the Territory's high transport costs due to remoteness can be overcome.
If you get to high-value-add minerals, high-value-add gas, high-value-add solar, then it can afford the higher logistics costs.
The head of the Darwin Major Business Group, which represents the city's 14 richest companies, Ian Hugh, also sees new gas developments and mines as crucial. But he thinks the NT government is risking economic recovery by getting sidetracked chasing mega projects like the giant Tennant Creek solar farm, which would send electricity to Darwin and then onto Singapore along an undersea cable.
It really will need a concerted effort between the government and the industries that are here today to find new projects of significance that aren't just fanciful.
The CEO of the planned Sun Cable solar project, David Griffin, rejects that criticism.
The world is awash in funds that are looking to invest in long-term infrastructure projects of exactly this type of nature.
The Real Estate Institute's Quentin Killian is calling on governments to get over their squeamishness about Chinese investment in the north.
Get over the xenophobia. Business is business. I'm not saying that we have to like their politics, but that does not stop me from wanting to do business with them.
ComSec senior economist Ryan Felsman points to a lower unemployment rate in the NT when compared to the national average as one of the signs the Territory isn't suffering as deeply from the COVID economic crisis.
The Northern Territory, while it's had a couple of tough years, it'll probably end up being one of the better performing economies over the course of the next few years.
But he says low gas prices can't be ignored when considering the viability of new developments.
And that could have an impact on those prospects.
For now, like many business owners, Harbour Cruise operator Michelle Elliott is just focusing on staying afloat week to week.
I have to wake up each day and get through this week and know that once we've achieved this week, I can tackle next week.
Darwin Harbour Cruise operator Michelle Elliott talking to Jane Barden.